USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court says the count can be stopped. The emergency decision allows the Trump administration to wind down field operations for the 2020 census, temporarily halting a lower court's ruling that the counts should continue. The count was originally scheduled to conclude at the end of September, but that deadline was extended to the end of October because of the pandemic. Tuesday's decision allows the administration to end the count while the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals considers the matter. According to new data, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in the United States. A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwestern states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Deaths, however, have fallen 3% from a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement Tuesday, McConnell said the bill would authorize up to $500 billion in aid and would be focused on schools, hospitals, and a new round of funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. McConnell says this also gives the Senate time to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett while providing aid for American workers before the election. One of the biggest sports stars in the world has tested positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for coronavirus, the Portuguese Football Federation said in a statement Tuesday. They say he's well, without symptoms, and in isolation. The 35-year-old forward played for Portugal against France in the Nations League on Sunday and against Spain in a friendly last week, and he'll now miss his country's next Nations League fixture against Sweden, which is set for Wednesday. The Portuguese Football Federation said all other players so far have returned a negative test as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett has faced a litany of questions during the second day of her Supreme Court nomination hearing. She's been asked about a number of topics, including health care, which several Democratic senators have focused on. When asked about her criticism of Chief Justice John Roberts over his deciding vote to uphold the Affordable Care Act, she told Delaware Senator Chris Coons that her criticism was from an academic standpoint and that she's not out to destroy the ACA.
I'm standing before the committee today saying that I have the integrity to act consistently with my oath and apply the law as the law, to approach the ACA and every other statute without bias, and I have not made any commitments or deals or anything like that. I'm not here on a mission to destroy the Affordable Care Act. I'm just here to apply the law and adhere to the rule of law.
When pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election, Barrett said she would thoughtfully consider the case should it come before her.
If that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Barrett will face 2 more days of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee before facing a final vote in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.